Split action tonight for the Southeast Upsilon basketball teams as they were at home to take on Ellsworth. Devin Haney here at Southeast Upsilon High School for SalinaPost.com tonight, where the Southeast Upsilon girls took their second loss of the season, but the boys would get revenge on Ellsworth. Let's first look at the girls' game tonight for Southeast Upsilon. Just way too many turnovers and way too many careless plays for Southeast and this young basketball team of Wayne Sagers in this game. They got behind the eight ball quickly. 17-6 was the score at the end of the first quarter. 29-18 was the score at halftime. Southeast would come back, and they would try to fight their way back into this. They would close the gap to 7 points a couple of different times in the fourth quarter with the basketball. Unable to score, though, and get things going. Heather Cleveland led the way for Southeast. 15 points, 11 rebounds. Heather did not feel well yesterday. Had a little bit of the flu, but came back and played well. She was in foul trouble, though, and that hurt Southeast Upsilon's offense down the stretch. Also, freshman Erica Montgomery was bottled up for the first time this year in single digits with just 9 points. Southeast, though, the big Achilles heel for them, turnovers in the girls' game. 27 turnovers. Southeast still 4-2 on the season, 1-1 now in league play as they take a 51-38 loss to the Ellsworth Bearcats. On the boys' side, Southeast Upsilon gets revenge. It was a big night for Ben Stutterheim. The junior guard had 28 points. He was 10 of 11 from the free throw line. Southeast came out. They led by four at the end of the first quarter, 14-10. They led by a baker's dozen at half. Ellsworth, though, would come back, and a lot of the guards that did not score in the first half for them would get going, especially from the three-point line in the third and fourth quarters. Ellsworth would make 4 3-pointers in the second half. They would outscore Southeast 17-9 in the third. They would actually trim this game down to a one-point Southeast Upsilon lead a couple of different times, but Southeast was able to respond, going 12 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. They would outscore Ellsworth by 17 points at the free throw line tonight, going 19 of 28, and they would outscore the Bearcats 21-10 in the fourth quarter for a 59-43 victory. Ben Stutterheim tonight, his varsity high as far as scoring goes, 28 points. He was 10 of 11 from the free throw line. Ellsworth, a lot of turnovers for the Bearcats tonight with 28 turnovers. So Southeast Upsilon, both teams now 4-2 overall, 1-1 in league play. They will be in action on Thursday night in Salina to take on the Sacred Heart Knights. For Salina Post, at Southeast Upsilon High School, Devin Haney.